Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll talk about some cow-calf tips, offer some extension news about the upcoming McPherson County Farmers Market, along with reminding everyone of our Master Gardeners Zoom educational meeting covering container gardening, scheduled for March 25th. But first, for today's Did You Know? From news from the Lindsberg Community Hospital, a COVID-19 vaccination update regarding agricultural workers. In order to be consistent with the established guidelines, Lindsberg Community Hospital is now including individuals working on farms and ranches and has listed them as high personal contact ag workers and will accept scheduling requests by contacting them at 785-227-3308. In my cow-calf news, given the extreme cold weather, where temperatures were recorded in the negative degrees back in February, now would be an excellent time to perform a breeding soundness exam on all of your potential herd bulls. Frostbite can cause temporary or permanent damage depending on its severity. Many vet clinics in and around McPherson County have special days that they have set up to screen the bulls, where you can bring them in for the breeding soundness exam. I would encourage you, as cattle producers, to visit with your local veterinary clinics and set up a date. As these warm days may have lifted our spirits, many cattle producers need to plan now for the wet weather that's in the forecast. I'm sure we will have many wet and cold days coming in March and April that will lead to extra work managing livestock and the mud. Not only is mud an inconvenience, if not managed properly, it can negatively impact cattle performance. K-State Research and Extension says depending on the mud depth, cattle will consume less feed in the feedlots, but also applies to the cow-calf operations. If a cow is standing in 4 to 8 inches of mud, there can be a 15% decrease in her feed intake. If cattle actually lay in mud, where their hair coat is wet and matted down in the cold weather, their maintenance requirements are increased by 20%. If that is the situation a producer is facing, altering the cattle diet will be a must. When the maintenance demands increase, cattle should be fed a diet that has both energy and protein dense. To keep the ground protected from the mud, don't let cattle congregate in one area. Move the hay feeding location frequently and keep them far away from the water source. Use gravel to fill in high traffic areas, and that rock will provide a solid footing and keep the cattle from sinking into the deep mud. In my extension news, the McPherson County Farmers Market is making plans for this year's market. We are looking for vendors to sell their fresh produce, cut flowers, homemade jellies, baked goods, and small crafts. The dates of the farmers market are mid-May through the end of October. We all must follow the rules by the Kansas Department of Agriculture for farmers marketing. If interested in being a weekly vendor, please contact the McPherson County Extension Office at 620-241-1523. In addition, we are looking for a farmers market manager. This person or persons may also be a regular vendor at the farmers market. A complete description of the duties and an application form for the McPherson County Farmers Market Manager can be picked up or emailed to you at the Extension office. On our Extension calendar, the Master Gardener and Friends will be hosting an educational gardening program covering container gardening on March 25th, starting at 7 p.m. Cassie Homan from the Post Rock District will be our presenter. Please call the Extension office to get your link to listen to the live program on March 25th. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. Remember to spring forward our clocks on Saturday night.